It was nice. Dan invited me to preach today, and he said we'll be doing the fifth chapter of the book study that we've been on. And then I went to Kansas City with the church, and he went on vacation, and we never talked until this morning. I asked Yale, what scripture did Dan select? And thank God, God is always working for us. No problems ever. But we both selected the words from Luke 22, 14 through 27. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. And he, Jesus, said to him, I've eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another, which one of them it could be, who would do this thing. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hear those words. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this. Come to the table. Receive the bread, the cup. Give thanks and remember. These words of Jesus, spoken in the Gospels and we find in the Epistles as well, these words that have been said and heard by generation after generation after generation, you will hear again today. Although communion ritual in many congregations are different than ours, and even traditional versus Berkeley versus here at Shine, the meal, this blessed sacrament, began with Jesus Christ at the Passover. If you're in the Lenten Bible study or just reading A.J. Levine's book or participating here today knowing it is Communion Sunday, entering the scripture of the Passion, we encounter Jesus' world of risk and uncertainty. During the Last Supper, Jesus does the extraordinary as he breaks the bread, lifts the cup, and tells this simple, ordinary bread and cup, they are now the body and blood of Christ. During this passion narrative, we hear Jesus tell of betrayal by his followers, Peter and Judas. We know what will happen. Peter will deny Christ three times. Judas will sell out for 30 pieces of silver. But there's so much more. Disciples are shocked as Jesus washes their feet. Dirty, dusty, grungy feet. Jesus performs, though, a very powerful witness of servanthood. The Last Supper and all it involves, the betrayal, the foot washing, the precious words of remembrance. This is our story. This is the essence of the passion, the suffering of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What are we to do? Do we understand his words? This is my body, this is my blood. Do we stand strong and shout, I will never, never deny my Christ? Do we cringe at the thought of Jesus touching, caressing our tired, battered feet, we can be shaken into reality. For Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Do this. Come to table. Receive. Give thanks. And importantly, remember." A.J. Levine writes, "When Jesus says, 'Take, this is my body,' and then lifts the cup and says, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many,' he's using sacrificial imagery, yes. And today, sacrificial imagery and language, it just doesn't resonate well with most of us. We don't eat burnt offerings from the temple. Sacrifice was a way of symbolically sharing a meal with God. It bound the families and the communities together. But do this. Do this. Jesus says, 'Eat my body, drink my blood.' It sounds so, just, it can make shivers go through the body." And the disciples, too, they were shocked at this language. And A.J. insists that we must interpret these words correctly. We cannot understand Eucharist or communion as just a simple form of dinner. Jesus is giving up his life, and he wants that to be remembered. Jesus is allowing his body to be broken, and he wants that to be remembered. We are reminded that participation in this meal, it is a joy. It's a blessing. It's a sign of life, abundant, and a risk. Just watch when the children come in to receive. They don't know the rest of the story, but they do know as they come in to receive, it's a special, sacred, holy moment. And they come, sometimes hesitant, but sometimes they just charge at it, knowing that there's something really good, really good at the end. And there is. There is blessing. There is food for the body and the soul. And Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He's saying, in essence, "I gave up my life. Now you need to respond. I gave up my life. Now you respond." Today we talk about breaking bread together as a sign of peace, a sign of unity, or a sign of family. And all are part of our family. We welcome all of you here with hearts that know no boundaries of age and race and gender and ethnicity, sexual orientation, ability, or economic circumstances. All are welcome and part of our family. So we come to the table to partake, but then what? Whether we like it or not, we are called. We are called to wash each other's feet. Our neighbors, the strangers, our families, the one you disagree with is so off base. You get the idea. And sometimes those are disgusting, smelly feet. But Jesus sat and the oils were poured on him to anoint him and prepare him for burial. As the disciples were grumbled again over the fact that they were wasting this wonderful oil when they could have spent the money other places, come and remember that at times our Jesus has betrayed others. Has been betrayed by others, and perhaps we have too. And forgiveness should be the top thinking pattern today. But you come remembering the gifts and the graces that you have received through Jesus Christ. So just settle yourselves, prepare yourselves, give thanks for Jesus Christ, and how are you going to respond to his precious gift?